Greetings and good health. I am Dr. Jarek Osarko, a pediatric and family wellness chiropractor. This is your Lifeline to Vitality, where we discuss ways to cultivate family wellness. Good day and great health. Welcome back to another edition of your Lifeline to Vitality. Today on the podcast, colic and the upper cervical spine. In the upper cervical spine, there are four main structures to focus on. They are the foramen magnum of the occipital bone, the atlas vertebra or the first cervical bone, the axis vertebra or the second cervical bone, and the brainstem of the nerve system. The brainstem exits from the foramen magnum. The atlas and axis bones protect and surround the brainstem. The brainstem connects all the nerves from the brain to the nerves of the body. Regarding colic, the secondary focus is on four specific nerves. Those nerves are the vagus nerve, the glossopharyngeal nerve, the spinal accessory nerve, and the cervical spinal nerve branches. The vagus nerve comes out of the skull next to the foramen magnum. It supplies function to a lot of structures, but mainly the neck arteries, the heart, lungs, liver, stomach, and the majority of the GI system. The glossopharyngeal nerve also leaves the skull with the vagus nerve. It supplies function to the tongue, throat, tonsils, and ear. The spinal accessory nerve comes out of the skull with the vagus and glossopharyngeal nerve. It supplies function to the large muscles of the neck and shoulders. Branches from the cervical spinal nerves communicate with the vagus, glossopharyngeal, and spinal accessory nerves. The cervical spinal nerve branches share in the relay of information between the brain and body. The nerve system in general does four main things. It controls all the movements we make, senses everything we feel, regulates all our body organs, and relates us to the outside world. When nerves get stressed, it affects their sensitivity, perception, and behavior. There are three types of stresses we deal with in life. The stresses are physical, chemical, and emotional in nature. These stresses create nerve tension and spine imbalance. One specific job of the brainstem is to adapt to these stresses and help bring the spine back into balance. If the stresses are too great for the brainstem to adapt, compensations arise. One particular compensation that occurs in the upper cervical spine is a vertebral subluxation. A vertebral subluxation will cause the atlas and axis bones to get locked in a misaligned position. This lock will perpetuate spine imbalance and nerve system tension. This tension will lead to abnormal sensitivity, perception, and behavior of the brainstem and surrounding nerves. Nerve system function is disrupted. Over time, this disruption can lead to symptoms. The usual symptoms of colic are fussiness, irritability, crying, difficulty breastfeeding, reflux or spitting up after feeding, abdominal pain, gas, distension, burping, constipation, and diarrhea. If we reference the four nerves from above, the vagus, glossopharyngeal, spinal accessory, and cervical spinals, we can see that all four of those nerves associate with colic symptoms. The goal of chiropractic is not to medically treat the symptoms of colic. The aim of chiropractic is to correct nerve tension and spine imbalance. Chiropractors correct this by adjusting the vertebral subluxation of the upper cervical spine. Correcting the subluxation better optimizes the function of the brainstem and associated nerves. The nerve system overall can sense, perceive, and behave at a greater potential when a subluxation is corrected. Thank you for listening. For even more information on how chiropractic can benefit you and your family, please check out my website, ohiospecific.com. That's OHIOSPECIFIC.com. Until next time, remember to keep your head cool, feet warm, and your mind busy.